entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
All the caregivers around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned, because I got a bunch of all that stuff on the show where you can find help and hope. And with me today, we have Avery on the boards. How you doing, Avery?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good. I see you got your little Tampa Bay hat on there.
Always. Got to rep the area we live in, right?
Exactly. I'm still a Yankee fan, though. I can't help it. Yeah, you know where your roots are. Your roots, you know, my grandfather was like the Brooklyn Dodgers, you know? And then when they moved, like, to a big stadium, he was like, bad, bad. But, you know, I was just listening to a recording the other day. My husband passed away in October, but probably about 2 years ago, had someone interview him about his life. And he talked about at 10 years old, taking the train from his house in Queens to the Yankee Field to see the game by himself. At 10 years old, it was a different day. And, you know,
what a memory.
Yeah, you went in there and it was like a quarter for the train and 50 cents for the game. And,
and so I thought that was out for kids.
Yeah, my grandchildren heard that and they're like, really, Grandma? And I was like, because you guys think you're so bold today. You know, you don't really know. So these voices that you hear here is my good friend Michelle Lowak, who is co-hosting and filling in for Lynn today. Because Lynn is in Maine eating lobster.
Without us.
Lobster and more lobster. Well, Avery told me before the show, did you ever have fried lobster?
Yes, it's amazing.
Oh,
we had it at the restaurant.
It's all frightening. Yeah. It's like, yeah. I love lobster, I love fried, and a little butter.
Or a lot.
And also we have Cliff Cook here today from Tampa Bay Research Institute. So glad you're back.
Glad to be back.
We have a lot to talk about with your 40th anniversary. And
yes,
everything.
Indeed.
But the first thing I would like to do is to welcome our new listeners. So we have Vicky from New York City, Abby from St. Pete, and Karen from Clearwater. So as Lynn would say, welcome, ladies. And as I always say, we have plenty of room around the Connecting Caregiver table for new listeners. Whether you listen live when the show is on, or you listen to a podcast, or you listen to us on YouTube, or you listen to us later, wherever you'll take us. I just want to be out there to help the caregivers with education and resources and a shoulder, because we definitely need that. And it's very funny because, like, every time I've been a caregiver, I'm a caregiver, I'm not a caregiver, someone passes away, I'm doing my support groups and workshops, and God always brings me back right to where I have to be and says, okay, Linda, you need to do a little caregiving right now so you can really relate with your caregivers. But that's a really good thing. So, let's talk, Cliff, a little bit about Tampa Bay Research Institute. You've been on the show before.
I think twice before. This
I
is
think
my
so.
Third time.
Mm-hmm. And this is your 40th anniversary.
Correct. September 30th.
All right. So what does the Tampa Bay Research Institute do?
Well, I think we're unique in the fact that we were the first independent biomedical research institute established in the state of Florida. We did groundbreaking research in studying the immune system and got the first National Institute of Health grant to study AIDS.
That's huge.
Yeah. And back then, most of medical research was trying to find a chemical or compound that treated a disease directly, whereas we borrowed from Eastern medicine and tried to enhance the body's immune system. So all of our research is about enhancing the immune system and studying how the immune system responds.
Well, it's like the brain and the immune system run the body.
Right.
They run the body. And those are the two things we really need to take the most care of.
Yeah.
So how did it start out exactly?
It was a grant from Showa University out of Japan. They were out of Japan. And so a lot of the ideas came from Eastern medicine, which is more rooted in natural therapies and finding existing plant and compounds. And they wanted to bring their scientists over here and undergo the rigorous Western standards of medical approval. And so they established this institute. And then we were a training ground for scientists, and we really started looking at the immune system and what makes it work and how can that affect diseases.
Yeah, that's it. It's because I think that's so important. We were talking a little bit before the show started. Too much drugs today. Mm-hmm. Too much. I give you a drug, and then what side effects does that have? And then it's another drug, and then it's another drug, and you're just like in that circle of drugs.
Well, you just drug development. It's critical in some areas, but what we're trying to do is. It's kind of revolutionized how we treat certain diseases, and a lot of novel therapies that are coming out today are manipulating or enhancing the body's immune system.
Okay.
And a lot of the stuff is plant-derived. So there are over 50% of all prescription medications are plant-based.
So over 50%?
Yes.
Really? I didn't
yes.
know that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So our novel research came out of a pine cone, and we got the original
recipe
patent from this extraction. And that was a crude compound that could never be developed as a drug, but there's been thousands of anecdotal stories of people who have used this supplement, healthcare supplement, that it's enhanced their memory. It's been able to help them with Alzheimer's, Parkinson's. Helped with cancer.
What is it? I'm writing this one down.
Immune Extra. And it's available in health food stores, and you can buy it online.
Probably on Amazon. They got everything.
Yes, it's on Amazon.
Immune Extra.
But from conversations I've had with people say it really is very effective, too, with cancers.
Yes. Yes. And our original research was with cancers. And then we've discovered along the way that it also has effect with autoimmune problems like allergies, and then people that were taking it that were having early symptoms of Alzheimer's or Parkinson's, they seem to improve. Again, it's all anecdotal, but our research now is focusing on isolating unique molecules similar to these and that have the same effect in cells in vivo or in vitro, and that's where we are right now. So our whole objective is at some point to have a drug that actually is a therapy for cancer or an adjuvant, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's. Because in the area of Alzheimer's, there's almost nothing out there that actually improves
about this part.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, there's nothing.
Right.
There definitely is nothing.
You just treat the symptoms.
Right. And I have to say to people in my support groups every day this morning, it's not going to get better. Mm-hmm. This is what it is, but maybe there will be some alternatives.
Yeah.
So this all started in pine extract?
It was a compound, crude compound, that we patented the process of extracting it from a pine cone.
Okay.
And we got the original patent for that, and we licensed that patent to a private for-profit company, and they're the company that sells it and distributes. Right.
All right.
So, but that's where we got our reputation, and that's what was our beginning work in that area. But a crude compound that comes out of a pine cone could never be developed as a drug. A doctor could never recommend it.
Okay.
Why?
Well, they could. They just wouldn't.
No, they can't, because a crude compound, there's too much unknown that's in it. In order to meet FDA approval, you have to have it isolated down to like a single molecule, have a exact chemical structure, and then be able to prove how it affects the body.
But a holistic doctor could refer it.
Yeah, oh, yes. Uh-huh. Right.
And everybody, just our mainstream doctor might not refer it. And I'm sad to say, I think our mainstream doctors don't refer a lot of natural kind of stuff because that's how they get paid. Sorry to say, but that is the truth.
Let's not speak the truth, Linda. Come on. Come on. Come on.
All right, so give me a success story.
Well, we just filed for our first patent on one of these novel, isolated and synthesized new molecules that we've discovered. So that's really exciting, because if we have a single molecule that we can synthesize and we can prove in vitro, in a petri dish, or in an animal in vivo, that it has this cellular activity of enhancing the immune system and fighting this particular disease, whether it's cancer or Alzheimer's or Parkinson's or autoimmune allergies or something like that, if we can prove that same efficacy with this isolated molecule and we've been able to synthesize it, then, and we're probably a couple of years away from that, that's when venture capital comes in or a pharmaceutical company comes in and says, right, you've got what we'd be willing to invest $1 billion in.
Yeah.
And make it into a drug. And that's where it would have the most benefit is would be if it were a drug that a licensed doctor could recommend for treating Alzheimer's or a patient with cancer.
Well, you must have doctors that you work with.
Well, we have doctors. Well, we have primarily the research.
Do you have like this underground facility in St. Pete?
Well, yeah, I was just going to say.
With the mice and the whatever?
Yeah, no, we're still at the preclinical stage where all we can do is research. But, I mean, a medical professional could not recommend as a treatment for any specific disease. So we can't say that this cures cancer or this is going to help with Alzheimer's or this is going to help with your asthma or your autoimmune. We can't say make any of those medical claims.
How does somebody get into a research study?
A research study?
How does a person get into a research study?
Well, that's where it would take funding by a
venture. That's what you're working on.
That would be the step after we finish the preclinical data. Preclinical data establishes the proof and the evidence. And then we get the patents to protect that intellectual property so nobody else can copy it. Then we can advertise it, and then that's when a venture capitalist or a pharma comes in, and then they're going to be the ones that would do the clinical trials with people. So that's when they would ask for people to step to come in and volunteer.
So you will take Michelle's name for when you're ready.
I was just going to say, so the address of where this stuff, because I'm not going to duplicate it, but I sure want to try it.
So, Avery, did you say we have somebody on the line? Good afternoon. Who's on the line?
Yes. Hi, Linda. Hi, Cliff. This is Eric Rizzo.
Hi, Eric. How are you today?
Hi. I'm doing fantastic. How are you guys doing?
Joyful and grateful.
Glad to hear it.
So what do you have to tell us, Eric?
Okay, so I'll give a brief history about myself. I'm currently the chairman for the Science Alliance Committee for Tampa Bay Research Institute. But I'm a cancer survivor from 2010. I had throat cancer. I went through the whole chemo, radiation. and then afterwards, I decided to educate myself because I didn't want to deal with it coming back.
Yeah.
It's not a fun thing.
No.
Now, prior to cancer, I was in fantastic shape.
Can you just talk a little bit louder?
Okay. Sorry. Prior to cancer, I was in fantastic shape. And if you told me certain health things and dietary changes, I would have laughed because I was invincible.
Of course.
You know, so in my process of learning and educating myself, I learned that the body is like a pool. There's a pH level that it needs to maintain to be in optimal health. Mm-hmm. And when you fall into the acidic category, you become more prone to cancer.
Well, that's why they always say it's good to have an alkaline body, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Make sure I'm on the same page.
Right. And, you know, what puts the body into an acidic stage is all the good stuff.
Yeah, everything we like.
Sugar, baked goods, all that, the deep fried fast food stuff. That's what put your body into acidic. So I've learned that the best way to make changes is you have to embrace the long-term goal. Okay, this is what I need to do. And you just make steps slowly.
Yeah.
That. Like, I used to drink Mountain Dew, like...
Oh, goodness.
Out of style. Yes. So if you had told me that I had to stop drinking Mountain Dew, I had to stop putting putting sugar in my hot tea and stop drinking sweet tea, I would have been like,
you're crazy.
No way. No way. But the big picture.
Yeah.
making my body healthier so I don't have to go worry about cancer coming back. So it was a gradual change. And, of course, I started looking into, the best supplements that I could find.
Mm-hmm.
Because, we don't get enough from food alone.
Right.
It just doesn't happen. So
how do you go about that? What do you do? Do you try a whole bunch of supplements and say, does this work? Or how do you do that?
You talk with people. Kind of like when you're looking for a good restaurant.
Okay.
You say, hey. You start asking people. I got introduced to a naturopathic doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to a bunch of her seminars and workshops to learn about the body, learn about what the foods we consume, what they do to our body, long-term and short-term. So,
well, I think at that time you're just learning it many times how your body even works.
Exactly. And most people don't know half of what they should when it comes to their health.
Yeah.
They just, live life and they watch the commercials on TV and, ooh, that looks good. I'm going to have some of that. And people don't realize that 20, 30 years of consuming certain types of foods, have
is poison.
A lot more to do with developing diseases than your genetics.
Yeah.
Certain genetics make you more susceptible to certain diseases.
Yes.
But if you are aware of these things and you're like, you know what? My family used to eat hot dogs like if they were going out of style.
Yeah.
And these are the health issues they've had. So I'm going to, now that I know what hot dogs do, I'm going to kind of wean myself off of hot dogs.
Yeah, maybe I could live without a hot dog.
Yeah,
ever.
It falls to the 80-20 rule.
Yep.
You eat, you take care of yourself 80% of the time, make good choices on food and stuff like that. 20% of the time, you can have birthday cake on birthdays. You can have that chocolate chip cookie occasionally. But it's all about balance and understanding the long term.
And knowing yourself.
Exactly.
All right, so you were on this mission, and how did it lead you to TBRI?
Well, ironically, I was going to a networking meeting, and there was this guy, Doug Linder, who was...
I know Doug Linder.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Great guy. So he was talking about his affiliation with nonprofits and Tampa Bay Research Institute, and I learned that they were a cancer and Alzheimer's research facility in St. Pete. I'm like, I want to get involved. What can I do? So... I became a volunteer and working on the fundraising committee, bringing different ideas to the table, trying to bring awareness, trying to think outside the box, raising money and awareness, and just being in that environment, learning, going to some of the different open houses that they have,
mm-hmm.
thinking about these different things because it's kind of become... part of my life's mission is to help people try to educate them so they can make better health decisions.
Okay, so when you first got involved with them and Doug told you all about this, then did you start taking that immune extract stuff?
Yes, I did.
And what differences did you see in your life?
Well, I don't get the flu.
That's a good thing.
I don't get the flu shot. I don't get sick like most people do. I might feel it like a cold coming on, but it never turns into anything.
Mm-hmm.
It goes away as fast as it comes for the most part. And I just feel really good overall. And I've heard what really interested me in it is there were several people that attended these meetings that were on the product for a lot longer time and hearing what it's done for them, I'm like, okay, well, I can definitely add this to my regimen.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I love about networking. You get to meet fabulous people.
How am I just now hearing about this?
How are you just not hearing about this?
Like, seriously.
Because there's always so much stuff for us to find out about. And that's why we have this radio show. I think that's... I'm so glad you've called in. What's the last thing you want to say to our listeners today?
prevention is your best ally, and educate yourself on your health, and make the changes before you need to make them.
Yeah. Yeah. Where are you from? What's your accent from?
I'm from Palm Harbor.
Palm Harbor?
Palm Harbor, yes.
No, you're not.
Right now you're from Palm Harbor. Where were you before then?
Oh, just outside of Boston.
That's what
Shock.
I thought.
Shocker.
Yeah, I'm so surprised. Because when you talk to me, you know I'm from Long Island.
Yes.
Thanks so much for calling in today. I really appreciate you, and thanks for all your insight, and hopefully we'll meet in the future.
Sounds great. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Have a delicious day. All right, now it's time to hear from our wonderful partners, because you know the deal. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the TanTalk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are.
Exactly.
Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Everyone at one time or another experiences so much stress, physical, emotional, and mental, that their brain seems to freeze in place. Lauren McLaughlin has been an emotional support coach for over 25 years and was also a caregiver for her husband John for 10 years. Emotional support coaching for caregivers is all about having the freedom to say out loud without fear of judgment or criticism all the random thoughts that have gone in and out of your mind. Many caregivers receive enough help in one session to create their own healing plan. Others may want a bit more coaching, but Lauren McLaughlin has a maximum limit of 3 sessions. If you sincerely want to build a new future, that much coaching will be more than enough. All sessions are on Zoom for 45 minutes. Contact Lauren by email at godbless@tampabay.rr.com to set up an appointment for your caregiver support coaching session. Caregiver support sessions were previously priced at $45. They are now available to our listeners on a love offering basis. You decide what price you want to pay for your personal session.
Okay, we're on.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you. And I think to myself,
see ya.
What a wonderful world.
Great song.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
So, you know, one of my caregivers called me this, well, it was probably about 2 weeks ago, and she's like, I'm overwhelmed. And I'm like, maybe you need to call some professional help in. Mm-hmm. Call a home health care company and get somebody in that can help you with some time. Oh, I don't know. I said, is it that you can't afford it? And she said, no, we've been saving for our future. I said, honey, this is your future. And she said, but I'm just saving for a rainy day. I said, it's storming. And so she called me like a week later, and she said, I called a company, and they're coming in 3 days a week for 3 hours, and I can't tell you what a difference it has
made
in my life.
9 hours, yeah. Nice.
So please, caregivers, please. It's powerful to ask for help. It's strong to ask for help. It's not weak. It means that you realize that you can't do everything by yourself, because no one can go through this journey by themselves without people that have issues and have medical problems. It's a tough life. So please, when your neighbor asks you or somebody, just say thank you very much. Because you know what? When you say no to them all the time, they get kind of like, their feelings get kind of like a little hurt. And like, you didn't let me help you when you needed help. Or I would have liked to get to know your mom a little better if you just gave me a little bit of time. So as much as you think you're the bomb caregiver, sometimes your mom is thinking in her mind, if I could see somebody else for like 2 hours, would be fabulous. So Cliff, tell me, how is Tampa Bay Research Institute funded?
We're completely funded by private donors.
Wow.
Angel donors, and we have been for 40 years now. So, I mean, initially when there was a lot more government money spent on grants, back in the 80s and 90s, you know, we got our share, but that's really dried up. And so it's just incredible that an institute of this size has been able to survive for 40
and
years
thrive.
And thrive. And most of the credit goes to our co-founder, Dr. Akiko Tanaka, and because you listen to her talk about this passion of finding,
gives you such hope.
Finding a cure for cancer, Alzheimer's, and you become convinced. So she's really helped fund that institute over the years by people she's been in contact with and making them believe.
So tell me about the anniversary and what's going on with that and how people can get involved or contribute or whatever.
Okay. It's September 30th, which is a Thursday evening, and it's going to be at St. Pete Hilton at Carillon.
Okay.
And
is it just live or is it virtual too?
I'm not sure if it's virtual. We have an online auction that starts a week before.
Okay.
So we invite everybody to go to our
website,
tbri.org. And the Saturday before that event, there will be an online auction. They can also go on our website and read about our research and all our discoveries, things like that. And then at the event, the auction will continue. The silent auction will continue at that event. And then we're going to have some guest speakers there, just talk about our progress and where we are right now with our research.
Which I'm sure is just like so fabulously interesting.
Yes.
You know, when you see people that are studying something and working so hard for that, and all of a sudden, like, whoa, you get a nugget. Yeah. You know, you get that little up push. It's just so exciting. Avery, do we have somebody else on the phone? Good afternoon. Who do we have with us?
Well, we have Arlene Grosso.
Hey, yay! Honey. How are you?
my favorite ladies. How is everyone?
We love you. Joyful and grateful. You know me.
Oh, I know. I know. Aren't we lucky?
So I'm so glad that you called in today. I know you're hearing about the Tampa Bay Research Institute, but I know that you have some good stuff to talk to us about.
Well, I wanted to just express the reintroduction of a bill that Charlie Crist had actually introduced in 2017. And several weeks ago, he reintroduced it, but with a twist. What was introduced was up to a $30,000 tax credit for people wishing to age in place or people with disabilities that needed to have modifications done to their home to live safely there. And
which age in place means stay in your house.
Yeah, absolutely. Staying in place safely as you age, which according to AARP, most people want to do.
Yes.
When I do the AARP Home Fit programs, I always ask, who wants to go to a nursing home? No one ever raises their hand. Home is where it's at. So the bill was then introduced with a tax credit, and that's great for people who are making a ton of money and pay that kind of taxes.
Yeah, but what about everybody else?
What we see are people who don't even pay income tax. They can't afford a ramp to get in and out of their home.
Right.
They can't afford to widen their doorway so they can get in and out of their bathroom.
Right.
So what we proposed back to the Charlie Crist, actually we were working with Chris Fisher, his deputy chief of staff, and he was on your radio program a couple months ago.
Uh-huh.
So this has been refined. We had a meeting of the Falls Prevention Coalition where Chris got on the Zoom call and enlightened us that now it's going to be up to a $30,000 lifetime tax credit.
Wow.
Refund.
That's awesome.
Refundable tax credit so that people who don't have the money are going to be able to get these modifications.
I'm telling you, it makes me want to cry. That is so important. Yeah. Because we need to take care of everybody.
That's right. And I have to tell you, one of the biggest stipulations that I was pushing for in this was the people in mobile homes.
Yep.
Because we know that they cannot get grants. They cannot get the loans that the counties are giving. They don't qualify for that.
Because it's not a house.
Yeah, they can't even get a reverse mortgage.
Mm. Right. This is our last type of affordable home that's left in Florida. And there's a lot of mobile homes in Florida, and we have to take care of those people.
Yes.
So they will qualify for the refundable tax credit.
Oh, that's so fabulous.
We needed some good news today.
Yeah. Well, it's not passed yet. We have to really fight for this.
Okay, so what do we have to do to promote this?
I'm sorry?
What do we have to do to push this?
Well, I'm going to send you the information and the telephone number to call for the switchboard.
Okay.
If you don't know who your representative is in your area, they can call the number for the switchboard in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
And be connected.
What's that number?
I don't have the number right in front of me because I was on appointments in Syracuse.
All right, but you can give it to me.
I will give you that number and have people call in, and they can speak to their own representative's office.
Mm-hmm.
And what they can do is tell a story. To just call in and say, I want the Senior Accessible Housing Act to pass and be made law is not good enough. You have to tell a story on why you think this is a good reason.
Oh, believe me, we have plenty of damn stories.
How about life?
Yeah.
Dignity,
yes.
Respect,
mm-hmm. and the fire departments. I'm hoping are all going to call in because they if you don't have access to get in and out, to come and take you in and out.
Yeah,
when they do that, they're taking time away, precious seconds away from someone who might be choking or having
right.
a heart attack
or in a car accident or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So we need to preserve life on that end.
Right.
We also have to take care of the people who have to have mobility to get in and out.
Yes. Because mobility changes your life.
It does.
It definitely does. You know, when COVID first started, my daughter went in and started going to some seniors' homes to clean their houses for them. And she said to me one day, Mom, so I went in my client's house. He lives in a mobile home. There's like a hole in his floor. And he just has a piece of plywood laying on top of it, Mom. I don't know what to do. So thankfully, he lives in Largo. And I called Officer Joel Quattlebaum. And within a few weeks, he had a ramp built on his house. He had the hole fixed in his floor, all thanks to the money raised from Hearts and Hope and Better Living for Seniors and the Area Agency on Aging. So it's just so fabulous what we can do.
Well, I got to tell you, Largo's a great community.
It is.
They are really working hard. I know that they just got funds for someone from the Pinellas Community Foundation to build a ramp.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
so
all good.
If they can't find the money and within their own city, they go outwards and they try to get the money elsewhere.
Yeah.
So it's nice to see cities really working for their
yeah, really proactive, yeah.
That's right. That's right.
So, Arlene, what's the last thing you want to say to our listeners today?
It's exciting stuff, but if we don't all band together and do something about it, guess what? It won't happen.
Right. Okay, so you'll send me all the information, and I'll put it on my website.
I will, too. I will do that.
All right, my friend. Thank you so much for calling in today. I appreciate you.
We love you.
Right. Love you guys.
Have a delicious day.
You, too.
And I hear we have another caller on the line. Walk this way.
Hello.
Hello. Who do we have on the line?
It's Walt Morey.
Hey, Walt Morey. How are you today?
I'm very good. Very well.
Loving the show?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I heard about the show and I wanted to call in about Immune Extra and my relationship with TBRI. It's a great nonprofit here in town.
So what do you want to tell us?
Well, the thing is, I was involved with the American Cancer Society because my mother came down with cancer when she was 79. Breast cancer, and the doctors told her you need to just, you know, you probably have 6 months to a year to live. So set up your affairs and so forth. That's what we can do for you. So she was leaving, and she picked up a little flyer from American Cancer Society in the doctor's office that said, always get a second opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Moffitt Cancer Center, and they said, no, we can do a mastectomy and so forth, get the lymph nodes, and you'll probably live at least 10 years longer.
Woohoo!
Because, so that's what she did, and she actually lived 13 years longer.
Wow.
So as I was very involved with American Cancer Society. And then around 2013, I met Dr. Akiko Tanaka from TBRI at one of the events that the Cancer Society was doing. I learned about TBRI, and I got involved in the Science Alliance Committee that raises funds. I think you had Eric Rizzo on earlier.
Yeah.
He's actually the chairman of that committee.
Yes.
At this point. But anyway, so I joined that committee, and but at the same time, I started taking the Immune Extra product, and I have severe allergies, and they cleared up. It's amazing. They cleared up with my immune system. In fact, every time I do my blood work, my doctor says, man, you're a 72-year-old man. You got the blood work of a 30-year-old. So what have you doing with your immune system? Keep doing it.
So, wow.
And I recently come down with prostate cancer. It was diagnosed 4 years ago. And as a result, I've increased my my dosage on my Immune Extra, my PSA count has stayed under 7.
Whoa.
It means that it keeps the mass small. There's a small mass there. It helps keeps it small, and hopefully we can avoid any future activity. If we can do that, that would be great. So Immune Extra has really done two things for me, between the allergies and really containing my cancer. It's amazing. It's amazing.
If you don't mind my asking, how many are you taking for your prostate cancer that you attribute it to being lower?
Yeah, I just used to take one for the allergy thing, but now I take three a day.
Okay.
Three a day, two in the morning, one at night. And it's kept my PSA numbers down. And in fact, I see the doctor on Monday to see where we are. Because what we're doing is called active surveillance. We just check.
What did you say that is?
To see with a PSA number.
Doctor surveillance?
Did you say doctor surveillance?
The active surveillance.
Active surveillance.
Active surveillance. It's a process where you don't just keep an eye on it, because they did a biopsy and they found that it's non-aggressive cancer. It's a small mass, it's about 5 centimeters, and it's not growing.
Okay.
Just keeping an eye on it. So if the PSA number jumps for some reason, then we'll have to go in and do something. But right now, it's under control, and it's amazing that most men actually die with some form of prostate cancer.
My husband had...
If it gets bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember every time we have to go for those PSA levels, it was scary as heck.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So it's really exciting that what the Immune Extra can do for you. And again, it's like Cliff has said, it's anecdotal. You know, there's no clinical trial or anything like that in a controlled situation. But I tell you, it's really helps me, and I believe in the product and what they're doing there. And I can't wait for the event on the September 30th. That's going to be great. I've been to several of those and involved with the silent auction as part of the Science Alliance Committee. In fact, the last time we did one back in November, we did an online auction only, and Cliff, we shot a video of Cliff. He did the introduction for it. We did a whole video for the online auction, showing everybody each item that was up for bid, and we'll be doing that again probably for the next one.
All right, so how can people get to this online auction and everything?
All they have to do is go to the PBRI website, pbri.org, and there'll be a link to it starting on September 25th.
Okay.
There'll be a video. They click on the link. It'll take them to the video, and then... It's on an organization called, it's a platform that does silent auctions.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of it. But it's all the items are listed there with the gold.
Fabulous.
And so forth, and payoff and all the good stuff, all the details. They can pay by credit card or send a check, whatever. So it's really a great opportunity. So that starts the 25th. That goes until the Wednesday, the 29th, and then all the items that are still in the silent auction, if they haven't been purchased, bid out, then they'll be at the in-person item, and the final auction will end at the in-person event at the Carillon Hotel on September 30th, and it starts around 5:30.
And is there a charge for this event?
It's absolutely free. Absolutely free.
That always helps our listeners. Cliff, did you want to say something else to Walt?
What's that?
Yes, I just wanted to thank Walt for all his work. He's been a very active member of the Science Alliance, which is a part of TBRI, and has been very successful in coming up with ideas. They're a group of entrepreneurs, the networking entrepreneurs, and they've really helped us out a lot. So we appreciate all the work you do, Walt.
Well, thank you, Cliff, and I enjoy doing it. I do it all in the memory of my mom, who died of cancer. Cancer finally came back in 2013. She passed with lung cancer. But, you know, I do everything in her memory.
I get it, my friend. I do so much in my mom's memory. You know that.
Yep, absolutely. So I'm just so excited what...
What's happening?
Cliff talking about with the patent and stuff.
Yeah.
Exciting stuff, because if they can get a drug company involved with this, the thing is going to take off.
Yeah.
And we're finally going to find some answers to cancer and many other immune deficiency diseases and this type of thing.
Well, thanks so much for calling in today. I hope to see you soon.
I hope to see you on September 30th, and everybody out there and your listeners, would save the date, September 30th, 5:30, Carillon. A hotel in St. Pete. It's going to be great.
All right, and I'll put all the information on my website. Thanks.
Great. Thank you, Linda, and thank you, Cliff.
Thanks, Walt.
Sure. And now it's time to hear from our wonderful sponsors, so don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
Tampa Bay's Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today.
Because, you know,
visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com. AlexanderSpineCenter.com. So
they take good care of me twice a week. You know, and did like, you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out.
I know, but then sometimes.
Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and four theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
And we're off. No, we're not really off. That means you need to get your paper and pen because Michelle has good things to tell you today, right, Michelle?
Ooh, I do. Let me just make sure I can read this. Okay, so we got some events coming up. Linda's going to be facilitating a virtual support group every Thursday. So this Thursday, August 19th at 11 o'clock. For more information, go to Linda's website. What's Linda's website?
LindaBurhans.com.
LindaBurhans.com. Write it down. Other support groups coming up are Debbie Cell Savages at www.copingtoday and Dr. Kate McCarty at www.katemccarty.com. Linda's is LindaBurhans.com. Sages Plays with a Purpose. Phony Baloney. What a great name.
I love
August 21st, 2 p.m. in Palm Harbor. Also, August 29th at 2 p.m. in St. Pete. So, both ends of the county, phony baloney. For more information, go to www.sagestheater.org.
And that's all about senior scams. Phony baloney.
Phony baloney.
Yeah.
Okay, the grief support with Grace Terry via Zoom. So, you do not have to leave your home. You can do this in your pajamas with or without clothes. Please turn off the video if you're not wearing clothes. Every Tuesday at noon. If interested, contact Linda through her website, which is
LindaBurhans.com, and I'll send you the link.
Awesome. Lisa Moore of More Medicare Options and WellMed are sponsoring a health and wellness expo Thursday, September 16th from 9 to 1 at the Sunshine Center in St. Pete on 5th Street North. 50 vendors, seminars, Seminoles. I told you I can't read. No promises. This is what free health gets you. Samples, workshops, live entertainment. Please wear a mask.
Okay, and before that, I just got this email yesterday. Save the date. The LGBTQ and Senior Resource Expo is Saturday, October 16th at the Gulfport Senior Center. For more information, call 727-400-9028, and last but not least,
the most important thing, if you have not written this down, save the date, star it, highlight it, and make sure that you plan to be there. The Connecting Caregivers Conference, November 2nd 3rd and 4th. You do not want to miss this conference.
No, you don't. The website will be up this week, connectingcaregiversconference.com. Free to caregivers. We will have 19 hours of presentations over a three-day period, everything recorded. You can hear later if you want. And we have Dr. Tam Cummings, Dr. Kate McCarty, Dr. David Bernstein, Joel Quattlebaum, Officer Joel Quattlebaum, Dr. DeLon Canterbury. We are Dementia Strong, Parkinson's Foundation, Sustainable Caregiving. We have a whole lineup here.
So mark your calendar, November 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. You do not want to miss that, whether you think you do or not. There's nothing more important.
If anything, just come, because you know I'll always entertain you. I do that, so it'll be good. And there'll be a lot of really good things coming up the road. I'm really excited about that. So, Cliff, what's the last thing you'd like to say to our caregivers today?
How important it is for our institute to have donors. We are self-funded. We don't get government grants. We're not a big university that has all of this money coming in. And we're at a critical stage of research now that we've isolated these 10 unique molecules. And we believe firmly that eventually one day they will be developed into drugs to fight these diseases.
You know, and the thing is, listeners, you don't have to contribute a lot of money. If you got $25, $25 is $25. Don't have a coffee for a couple of days. I'm sure you can go on to tbri.org.
Right.
And there'll be places there to donate.
Yes. And then for the auction, too, we're looking for table sponsors and things like that. We accept any amount, but yes.
You know, and I'm not trying to tell you what to do, but maybe some of you need to look into that immune extract. And if it does good for yourself, tell other people about it. Maybe you just want to have a gathering of a bunch of friends. Say everybody comes to your house and brings a dish and brings $10 to TBRI. We would love $5,000, $10,000 donations, but we're not going to say no to $20 or $50 donation either.
And for those of you who don't want to get together in the homes right now, then just everybody, you know, at 5 o'clock, have a cocktail.
Yeah.
And then put your money in, save your gas money, and donate your money to the association. Don't drink and drive. Like, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, toast a couple times.
Yeah, and I think that's very important because, you know, personally, all you guys that know me, I less drugs is better. Mm-hmm. I think there are a lot of other options we need to look at. So with that, thanks so much for tuning in today. Please tune in next week. We will have Maureen Rulison and Brian LeBlanc from We Are Dementia Strong, which I'm so excited about. Lynn will not be back. She'll still be eating lobster, so we'll see.
Wow.
We'll have to get a little even with that when she gets back.
She better bring us some.
She better. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm so grateful that you're here today. I'm here to support you in any way I can. You can get me at lindaburhans.com or at 727-365-8383. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
You got a friend. People can be so cold. They'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh, yeah, but don't you let them. You just call out my name. And you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Oh, baby. Winter, spring, summer, or fall. Hey, now all you've got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes, I will. You've got a friend.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.